Good evening, everyone. Your news time now is just before 5 past 5. I'm Hannah Blevins, and I'll be bringing you this evening edition of the news. An Ozark County teen has been arrested after allegedly threatening to kill students at a school in Dora. 17-year-old Skylar Ledbetter was arrested on September 25th after a student at the school showed a principal a private Facebook message that he had received from Ledbetter. School officials say the message indicated Ledbetter had a plan to drive a truck through the school wall and into the cafeteria at lunchtime, as well as a plan to detonate explosives to kill everyone who has bullied him. The Ozark County Times reports Ozark County Sheriff's Officer Chief Deputy Winston Collins responded to the school and interviewed Ledbetter. Collins says Ledbetter at first said he didn't send the message and his phone had been hacked, but he later admitted to sending the message, saying voices had told him what to do. Ledbetter is charged with a felony count of terroristic threatening in the second degree. He is due back in court on Tuesday. Ledbetter has been suspended from school, and Superintendent Steve Richards says he has the authority to suspend Ledbetter for 180 days. After that, the Dora School Board can then permanently expel the student. When Baxter County voters went to the polls in September of 2017 in a special election to consider 3 sales tax initiatives, the outcome was crystal clear. They overwhelmingly approved all 3 measures. However, the collection scheduled for the 3 has been less clear for merchants and their customers. Baxter County Treasurer Janae Mice says she has learned some merchants are continuing to collect the 6-month 1-cent sales tax that ended on Sunday for the expansion of the Baxter County Detention Center.
So our current city in the city and in the Baxter County in the city of Mountain Home tax rate currently is 8.875%. And it will be that October 1st through December the 31st. As of January 1 of 2019, it will increase by the 0.25% maintenance for the jail, and that will make the tax in the city of Mountain Home altogether 9.125%.
In the 2017 special election, voters in Mountain Home approved a 0.375% sales and use tax to benefit the city's fire and police departments. Collections for this ongoing tax began on January 1st. At the same time, voters countywide said yes to levying a 1-cent sales and use tax to expand the Baxter County Detention Center. Collections of the 1-cent sales tax were for 6 months from April 1st through September 30th of this year. Simultaneously, voters approved a 1/4-cent sales and use tax for the operation and maintenance of the jail. Collection of the ongoing 1/4-cent tax will begin on January 1st of 2019. Might suggest if shoppers see the 1-cent sales and use tax is still being collected to politely advise the merchant that the tax ended on Sunday. For merchants with questions about the tax collection schedule, she suggests they contact the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration, the state agency with jurisdiction in this matter. Arkansas State Police Senior Corporal Becky Vacco has been named Law Enforcement Officer of the Year. Vacco received the recognition this week when Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge hosted the annual awards and recognition lunch during the 2018 Law Enforcement Summit. Vacco is a Mountain Home High School graduate who later attended Arkansas Tech University, where she received a bachelor's degree in sociology and criminal justice. She got her start as an officer with the Highway Patrol Division in White County before taking on her current role as a Special Agent Corporal with the Arkansas State Police in 1998. Vacco is an agent with Company E, which is the Criminal Investigation Unit of the Arkansas State Police. She says her main role is the investigation of child abuse.
My primary assignment is the investigation of the physical and sexual abuse of children. When an allegation of child abuse comes in, I interview the child if possible, interview any witnesses, the suspect, and collect any evidence. When all the possible leads have been exhausted, I submit my file to the prosecuting attorney, and they will make a final decision on whether or not charges are filed in the case.
Vacco has dedicated 20 years to defending victims against their accusers. Arkansas State Police Lieutenant Kim Warren nominated Vacco for the award, and Vacco says she was honored to have even been considered.
I was just honored that Attorney General Rutledge chose me to be this year's recipient. I don't think I deserved it any more than any of the other nominees. I just felt like I was doing my job.
Looking to the future, Vacco says she hopes to continue helping victims find justice.
I just plan on working my cases to the best of my ability. I don't feel like my job is about proving someone innocent or guilty. It's just about gathering the facts in hopes of finding out what really happened.
In addition to the Law Enforcement Officer of the Year Award, Vacco was presented the Distinguished Meritorious Service Award. The award recognizes her cumulative work across three North Arkansas counties between September of last year and February of this year, including the murder of a 23-month-old child and the battery of two other infant children. VACO successfully closed the cases with the conviction of the individuals responsible for the crimes. Other Twin Lakes area officers who were recognized by Attorney General Leslie Rutledge include Trooper Jason Hutchison of Boone County, Chief Deputy John Covey of Fulton County, Trooper Rodney Villiger of Izard County, Corporal Tim Davenport of Marion County, Lieutenant Kenny C. of Newton County, Wildlife Officer Ken Nelson of Searcy County, and Corporal Trad Truce of Stone County. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 10 past 5. We'll have more new news, so stay with us.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hospice of the Ozarks is holding its annual fundraiser, A Night to Remember, Celebrating the Journey, on November 3rd at the Shed in Mountain Home. Catering by Whispering Woods and entertainment by the Melodica Cats. Silent live auctions with donations still being accepted. Join us for a wonderful night of community. Tickets are on sale at hospiceoftheozarks.org and at Hospice of the Ozarks Administrative Building at 701 Burnett Drive. Contact Elaine Essery, Outreach and Development Coordinator, at 870-508-1771 for more information. Your news time now is just before 12 past 5. Board-certified family medicine physician Kathy Clary has joined the medical staff at Baxter Regional Medical Center. Dr. Clary is in private practice at North Central Arkansas Medical Associates in Mountain Home. She attended medical school at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, or UAMS, in Little Rock, and completed a family medicine residency at UAMS Area Health Education Center Northwest before relocating to her hometown of Harrison. She practiced for 22 years at Family Doctors Clinic in Harrison. Dr. Clary has wanted to relocate to the White River for years. With her children grown, she has decided to start the next chapter in her life and join the Baxter Regional family. This opportunity will allow her to join colleagues from medical school here in Mountain Home and enjoy the beauty of the Twin Lakes area while still getting to practice family medicine. Dr. Clary enjoys a multitude of outdoor activities, from hunting and fishing to kayaking and live music shows. Dr. Clary joined the North Central Arkansas Medical Associates on Monday and is now accepting new patients. The Democratic Party of Fulton County will hold a rally for We the People Saturday, October 20th, in the Salem Civic Center at the Fulton County Fairgrounds. Several local, state, and congressional candidates will be in attendance. A barbecue dinner will be served at 11:30 a.m., provided by Representative Scott Baltz and prepared by Committee Vice Chair Heath Schrable and County Judge Daryl Zimmer. Former State Representative Curran Everett will serve as an MC for the event, and several candidates will be present to talk. Candidate for United States Congress Chintan Desai will be present, as well as State Representative Scott Baltz. There is no admission for the dinner, but donations for the Democratic candidates will be accepted. Tables for eight can be reserved for a cost of $60. Individuals or groups who want to reserve a table should contact the committee by calling Barbara Moody at 501-912-0608. The Marion County Election Commission will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 for logic and accuracy testing, as well as a public demonstration. The meeting is open to the public and will take place at the Marion County Courthouse Annex. No agenda for the meeting was provided. The second annual Rise Up Women's Conference is scheduled for tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Calico Rock Elementary School Auditorium, and the conference's founder, Nicole Skidmore, says this year's event will have a number of guest speakers.
Here it's going to be first Saturday in October, October 6th. It'll be at 1 o'clock at the Calico Rock Elementary School in the auditorium. We will have Care Center Ministries there to present. There will be some testimonies. There's going to be a lady from Highland area, A.K. Barnes, is going to be speaking, and she will also be leading the praise and worship. And we'll have designated time for prayer, just to pray over our communities and our family.
The annual conference had its first gathering last year. Skidmore says she was inspired to create the event after attending a similar one at a national level.
There was an event held in Washington, D.C. It was just a gathering of women that were there to pray over our nation. And there were tents set up for every state in the country. And there was 24-hour prayer, and it just kind of sparked a desire for me to have that here for our community.
Skidmore says the event's main goal is the empowerment of women.
The biggest thing about this event is that I just want women to be empowered to really step into the fullness of what God has for them, to just be everything that He created them to be powerful women of prayer and to come boldly into prayer and to pray over this community and their families. I think it's so important. That's the main thing that I would like to get out there about this event.
For more information, contact Skidmore at 870-373-1407. An event flyer can be downloaded from this story on KTLO.com. The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pen will hold a writing workshop at the Donald W. Reynolds Library serving Baxter County tomorrow afternoon from 1 until 3. The three women who make up the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pen will hold a writing workshop entitled In the Beginning for New and Emerging Writers. The workshop is for both fiction and nonfiction writers. Those who attend will have exercises to do and will have the opportunity to share their writing. The workshop is part of the library's literary series, developed to connect writers and readers to foster a love of literature and writing. The series, sponsored by the Friends of the Baxter County Library, features authors, writing workshops, and special events through December 2nd. For more information about all library programs, visit the library's website at baxlib.org. That's baxlib.org. The Donald W. Reynolds Library serving Baxter County is located at 300 Library Hill in Mountain Home. And funeral arrangements for 72-year-old Donald J. Roscoe Jr. of Midway are private and will be under the direction of Connor Family Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Donald J. Roscoe died yesterday in Mountain Home. Donner survived locally by his wife of 52 years, Linda Roscoe, and two sisters-in-law, Pat Wilbur of Mountain Home and Betty Hall of Bull Shoals. Memorials and donations may be made to the Humane Society of Mountain Home. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 17 past 5. Matt Sharp will have the latest in your weather and your sports, so stay with us.